Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it. We give God glory and praise, thanking God for another marvelous, wonderful day. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, where we're divinely connected to one another through the Spirit and for whatever devices that God blesses through technology. We give Him glory, praise, and honor. He is awesome, wonderful. It's storming outside, but praise God, to God be the glory. As we're connected in the Spirit, we're connected, as I just said, in the divine connection with the devices that He allows us to be able to come on. So just in case we have an interruption, prayer tonight will might go kind of quickly, and I'm taking a chance now, trying to be led by the Spirit, because it's thundering. I haven't really been hearing on the news about the spark of the lightning across the city, but we may pray just for a short time tonight. So praise God. I'm going to share a few Bible scriptures with you. I will pray shortly, and then I'm going to allow... Oh, my goodness. My sister, Brother Black came on. So here, Brother Black came on, and Mother Willette, Sister Ely. So right now, while we have this thunder and lightning going on, we're going to say 10 minutes each, because I don't know how long this storm is going to last. So that way we were... If we have any more time after, as it goes on, then I'll just say we'll just increase it. But right now, kind of look at your clock. If not, if I say, please, sir, ma'am, if I say, praise the Lord, or you hear me come on and say hallelujah, then you come on and cut it for at least one more minute. Because right now, say the storming on my end, and I still want to have prayer tonight. So we're going to give each person about 10 minutes. And if it get really bad, then I have to just make the announcement. Other than that, if I say hello, if I say hallelujah or praise the Lord, that means you have one more minute, and so that we can release it for the next person. Praise the Lord. God has given us His Word, which provides us with encouragement. So these passages of scriptures for inspiration, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures for us tonight, then I'm going to pray shortly, and I may not do a whole 10 minutes myself, just maybe 5, so that way we can... if we're going to get you all in for prayer tonight. Amen. Bless God. 1 Thessalonians 12, 11, 12. For you know that we deal with each other, each of you, as father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy God who calls you into the kingdom of his glory. Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this, that he who had began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Psalms 37, 23, 24, Lord makes his firm step of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Father, we thank you for another blessed day that you have given us. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And glory to God, we thank you for all your love and kindness and your mercies renewed every morning, for your grace. Even in the midst, glory to God, of these storms, God, we thank you for your protection and your shield. Cover us under the blood, bind up every incident, accident, mishap, chaos, and confusion. We worship you, Lord. You're so wonderful, God, for how you take care of us every day, for Jesus being our Savior and our deliverer. Thank you, Lord God, for the confidence that we have when we pray, believing you by faith that you will answer the prayers. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've been doing in our lives on a daily basis. We thank you for all the provisions being made in the name of Jesus. We thank you, as the Word of God, as one of your servants said in the Word of God, saying, he has been young and now old, have never seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging bread. Even though things in this midst of this this pandemic, glory to God, there may be some shortage here and there, but God, you are taking care of your own, and you're making provisions, glory out for others. And we thank God for the charity. We thank God for those that are caring and concerned. We thank God for those, glory to God, that how you're blessing and stretching their finances, or you're making provision through other means, God, for things to be taken care of. We bind up every satanic and demonic force and bring in discouragement and fearfulness and fretfulness and people, glory, God, even those that are being rebellious and disobedient. God, how merciful you are being in the midst. But, God, we are praying, glory to God, for you to touch and bring in deliverance to the minds of those, glory to God, that is fighting against situations and circumstances that can make things better in life, not only from this pandemic, but other issues that goes on in life that, man, just so rebellious and don't want to hear your voice or don't want to do what you require in the name of Jesus. And not only say in the world, but so sad that it's in the body of Christ. We are praying for an understanding and clarity of thought in the name of Jesus, for really the true messages of what is need to come forth will come forth clarity and not, glory to God, with so much mingled and jungled and so many different mixed messages. We are praying, glory to God, that even the body of Christ will open up their ears and open up their hearts and get back to a place in the body that we'll be unified and that we'll stand, glory to God, for righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. We are praying in the midst of this pandemic, glory to God, for healing and deliverance, for these numbers to change, for your mercy and your grace, because you're the only one can turn and change these things around. We're praying for you to bless, God, in the hospitals, all those, glory to God, are working behind the scenes, those that are working, glory to God, in the various offices and working on the front line for the groceries, for whatever else. God, we're just praying for those that are contributing whatever way, even if it's in the giving of their time or giving up their finances or giving up, glory to God, whatever means, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. We're praying for those that are in hospitals or maybe in homes or been affected, glory to God, in whatever capacity. God, we're asking you for healing and deliverance. We're praying against the spirit of despair, as we already said, even with fear and anxiety. We pray down these strongholds because they're increasing because of the hearing so much. Praying that people won't get so caught up in just watching the tube all the time and hearing whatever. I got to know what's going on. I got to go with us and some of what's going on is not even the truth in every area and all things. And there's some things that the truth that is being dismissed or either they're just being, glory to God, with so much confusion with it. I pray right now, glory to God, that you will bless people's minds and help them not to allow whatever's going on to cause them to get caught up in suicide and all the other things that the enemy is offering, or drugs or alcohol or increase on that. They're already doing it. We plead the blood of Jesus for voices, glory to God, that people are hearing and just causing them just to know, not caring and hopelessness, and then now starting to even with crime and whatever else. We plead the blood of Jesus. Help us, God, to stay on the wall like Nehemiah. He's, glory to God, fighting with the sword over there and building, glory to God. Hallelujah, that wall for Jerusalem. God, help us to know that we're here building a work for the kingdom of God, fighting in the spirit with the sword of the spirit, and making sure that we're lining up with your word too as well. We pray for comfort. We pray for encouragement. We pray for wisdom. We pray, glory to God, the necessary things that are needed in this land for those that are need, glory to God, these other essential items. God, we just pray, glory to God, there won't be no panic in the pandemic, especially, glory to God, for those, glory to God, are feeling, you know, whatever, I'm just out of the loop, I don't know what's going on. But even those, glory to God, that do know what's happening, God, let them not be a predator on the other end, just trying to find out where they can gain finances this way or whatever. And come against these spirits, glory to God, that up here trying to manipulate and get people's money through all these little things that are conjured up for to rob people of their finances. Help people to be more wiser and listen and investigate before they start putting their monies out there, glory to God, because of this pandemic and getting panicky in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you. Pray for our children getting ready to go back to school. We're praying, God, for against some of this pressure and pushing and lives matter everywhere. Every life matters. Our children's lives matter. These teachers, these parents, these whatever, in the midst of having to go to work and do the, God, we're praying, glory to God, for wisdom that come from our legislature, from our president helping Jesus. And also for glory to those that are in whatever capacity they got that may have a hand in making these decisions with our governors and mayors and so forth and superintendents. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless. Give the parents wisdom of what they need to do. The teachers, they're going to school fearful. The children go to school fearful. Who's going to learn? Who's going to teach? Well, how much is being comprehended? God, so we're praying, glory, after this thing lifts, that our children will be online learning necessary, glory to God, and they'll not be out there for guinea pigs. We're praying, glory to God, that you have mercy in the name of Jesus. But we know, glory to God, all things are possible through you. So we are praying for the blood covering, the protection and the shield and your loving kindness and mercy and grace in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God. Our trust and our dependency is on you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. So no matter what goes on, you're still in control and you get all the glory. Help us to glorify you no matter what's going on in the earth realm. Glory to God. Put our trust and cast our cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless the Lord. We're going to ask, since I see the storming a little bit more, I may have to cut your time down to 5 in a minute. So I'm going to give you 5 to 7 minutes because right now I'm hearing it coming up a little louder. So first I'm going to Sister Ely, then we're going to have Brother Black and Mother McCormick, Mother Willette. So, right now, maybe 7 is the way it's sounding right now. So, go ahead, my dear. I'll just go ahead and try to time you.
So, God be the glory. I'm watching the time as well. I pray that everyone is well tonight and God will keep us in the midst of this to still be faithful to pray. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy, your love, your kindness, your goodness, your grace, all that you do and all that you are. God, I ask you, bring me humbly before you, God. Ask me, forgive me for anything that's pleasing your sight, word, deed, or thought. But God, I pray right now, God, that there is a time and a season for all things. And God, this time, God, where as you have blessed the rain to shower on the earth, that God, Lord, that you would keep us safe as we're praying and even our families, friends, loved ones, that we have to go in and out, God, right now. But, God, we're praying, God, that you know all circumstances and situations that's going on in this world, in this earth realm right now. We're praying for the pandemic. We're praying for those who are workers in the midst of the pandemic, the central hospital, those who are in the hospital beds, those who are dealing with processing it at home, God. Lord, we're just praying for those who come through the COVID-19 healed and whole, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for those who have gone through bereavement, have lost loved ones through COVID-19. We pray for those who have lost loved ones through other issues and that circumstance. Just hearing about a young child being killed this weekend, God, Lord, that a mother's grieving now, God, from a loss of a child. And, Lord, we just pray her strength. Pray for those who are dealing with those type of circumstances, situations. Pray for the sick and shut in. Pray for those who are in need spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically right now. We're praying for a divine connection. Pray for Pastor Hubbard. Pray for every prayer warrior on this line, every need that maybe need to be met. God, we pray that you are faithful, God, and you are fruitful. So we are believing you and trusting you, God. Lord, we're just asking right now to continue to draw us closer to you, that we will know your name, know who you are personally, God. We pray for all those who are in need of knowing you, God, who have never met you, that, God, that we will continue to encourage your word out here and speak your word and speak life into the situation. So, God, we're praying that, God, like right now, that we will draw near and closer, even to our friends, our families, even though we can't see them. God, let us remind each other to check on each other, pray for one another, encourage one another. God, even just the acts of kindness, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying for the homeless. We pray for those who, God, that are out here, that, God, that may be in the struggle of losing their homes, their cars, God, their jobs. We're praying that, God, that you could just cover them and keep them, God. And even these, even stars, you're hearing situations of suicide and deaths untimely, God. We're just praying for them, God. So it don't matter how much money you have, who you are, whatever like that. We all are in need of prayer. We're in need of strength. We're in need of guidance. We're in need of mental health focus, God. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you for all that you are and what you do. We will continue to praise your name. We give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Father God, we just thank you for another day, another day we've never seen before, God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, God, and all the saints of God all around the world. We lift up the body of Christ. No man can pluck us out of your hand. God, we're seated at your right hand. We're heir to the throne and joint heir with Christ Jesus. And we have to see ourselves in the kingdom of God. We have to operate in the kingdom of God. And God, we can't do anything about this pandemic, but we can stand in the gap and pray, God. And whatever that we can do, be a witness, even in this end time, God. I know things. You're doing great things, Lord, even in a terrible situation like this, God. You be glorified, God, as we get closer to you, God, as we're preparing ourselves, God, to do your will all the more, God. We just bless your name, God. Lord, I just pray for all the ones we said we lift up in prayer, God, all the days of our life. Some we forgot, and they might have moved on. But wherever they are in their families, God, bless them from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, God. Our enemies, God, we speak life and blessings, God. Lord, you said love no matter what, God. You said love covers a multitude of sins. You said no greater love that a man has than one to lay down his life for his brother, God. And you said, by this all man shall know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. You even said in 1 Corinthians 13, out of all the things, love, hallelujah, hope, and, oh, Lord, devil, you're a liar, but love, hope, and the other one, I'll get it, but the greatest is love, God. We just thank you for your truth. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, even in the midst of it, God. Sometimes we confusion try to come on us. Sometimes fear try to come on us. But we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We go to the rock that's higher than I. Your Holy Spirit lead us. And we have a secret place in you, God. We just bless your name. Just dwell in your secret place. Hallelujah. We'll abide under your shadow, God. And Lord, we got to stay focused. We remain connected to the vine because we are the true branches as you are the true vine. God, we bless you. We thank you for everybody, to everybody that's listening, God. Lord, we just expecting great things even out of the midst of turmoil. Because you are a good God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your loving kindness. And God, we thank you for your tender mercy. God, you are so good and so awesome, God. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, that we cannot make it on this journey without you. And we know, God, that you is our healer and you is our deliverer on today. And we just give it all to you this afternoon, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We pray for all the prayer warriors that's on the line on tonight. We pray special for Sister Hubbard, God, that's always have the line open for us. We pray that you continue to bless each and every one of us, one by one and name by name. God, we just pray, Lord God, for this COVID-19, Lord God, that all things will be worked out, God, the way that you see it should be worked out. And Lord, we pray for all the sickness, God, that's going on in the world today, because there are so many things are happening in the world, but God, we know that you has got the last say so of all things, because your word tells us whatsoever things we ask when we pray, just believe and we will receive it. So God, we just ask you right now, God, and we just believe, God, that we're going to receive the things that is for our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for people that sit with blood pressure on tonight. We pray for those that might be going through pains in their body on tonight, Lord. They might have arthritis in their body. We ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that those that be going through, Lord God, some kind of feeble problem, Lord, we know, God, that you is a healer, and you said, God, with your stripes that we are healed. We are already healed. So we speak that word in faith on tonight and just believe it, because we know that the word of God said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for in the evidence of things not seen. So we just thank you on tonight, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Lord God, because we know that you is a good God, and we know that you see and you know everything that's going on in the world today. And so, God, we just cast all those cares on you, because we know you cares for us. And so, God, we just love you, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for the nurses, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for the caregivers, God. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for truck driver. We pray for those that's in the grocery store on tonight, Lord God, the doctors and all the nurses, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for those that's in different places, Lord God, that might be needing things in their life and see they can't get it. But, God, let them know that the word of God said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which coming my help, knowing that all our help comes from you. So, God, we just thank you on tonight, God. We just thank you for the strength that you have given us on tonight. We just pray right now, and we just bind up every spirit, anything that's not like you, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it. And we pray, Lord God, for these storms and these things that's coming on the land. We pray that you, Lord God, will take control of it in the name of Jesus. We give it all to you, and we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly, we give glory, honor, and praise to you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are good, that you love us, that you are for us, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you sit at the right hand of Heavenly Father, even making intercession for us right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors that have already gone forward, and we touch and agree, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the precious holy name of Jesus, we appreciate you, how you kept us all day long in a good, sound mind, hallelujah. No fear, glory be to God. Even when we were traveling on the road, you watched over and you allowed your word to continue to be performed in our lives. You gave your angels charge over us to keep us safe, Heavenly Father. So we appreciate you. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. We exalt you and we magnify you, because you are the living God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are your children, your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you that even your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, make groanings and intercession for us, even while we pray, dear God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, there's so much we could pray about, but we just want to appreciate you for every miracle that you're performing. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to allow us to, Lord God, be in that secret place where your presence is, God. That's where we want to be. As David said, hallelujah, one thing I desire, and that which I seek after, to, Lord God, dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in your temple. Thank you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, that you love us so much, that you've already, hallelujah, work things out for our good, hallelujah. So we're trusting you. We thank you for the faith that you've deposited on each person that's alive, in the name of Jesus, a measure of faith, Heavenly Father, that we can trust you, Lord God, even sometimes when we fall short, Lord God. And we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. Blot out our transgressions, cleanse us of any iniquities, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you that Jesus, when he went to the cross, he's already done it, hallelujah. God, I thank you that he bore our sorrows and carried our griefs in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are whole. So we're counting on you. We're in agreement with your word, hallelujah. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you that, hallelujah, what Jesus did, he did it once and for all. Hallelujah. He don't have to do it anymore. We just have to trust you, Lord God, and rely on your word, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We even ask you, Father God, even now, to take destruction out of the storm. Yes, storms has its purpose in the name of Jesus, but we pray that thou wouldest take destruction out of the storm. Keep people safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. If anybody can do it, it's you, Heavenly Father, and we're depending on you. For as the songwriter says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. So I thank you, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you please heal inner wounds on this evening. Some people, Lord God, are going through so many hurts because maybe they have, as I heard before, people have lost so many loved ones. And Lord God, and we have a funeral even tomorrow, but we pray, oh God, for the family in the name of Jesus. We pray that you heal the hurts. But God, we can celebrate because this is a person who had their relationship right with you. So we thank you for that, Lord God. And we're praying for others, Lord God, that are hurting. We pray, oh God, for parents, Lord God, to do a better job at parenting their families, their children, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will deliver our families, Lord God, our friends, Lord God, even our entire nation of people, Lord God, and other nations, deliver them from this darkness and this deception and this division and these distractions at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray as David prayed, Lord God, that you give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit down on the inside of us and help us to get in agreement with your word. Help us to realize, Lord God, that you got this thing. Hallelujah. Yes, it don't look pretty. It don't feel good. And in John 16:33, Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but then he said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And we have to put ourselves in remembrance of where we are. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, seated right now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, we honor you so much. We thank you for continuing to take care of us, each one, Lord God. Pray for these prayer warriors, Lord God. Pray, oh God, for their families in the name of Jesus. We come against the of division in Jesus' name, Lord God, and help marriages all over the world. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird, we only do about 7 minutes. It's Dr. Lightning now, so we definitely going to have to make it no more than 7 minutes. All right, then. If I say hallelujah, that means you got to cut it.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just come to thank you and to praise you and to give you glory, Lord God, because you've been mighty good to us, Lord. Thank you for the victory that you gave us, Lord. Thank you for the power and the authority and the dominion you gave us, Father God, because according to your promise, Lord, you said no matter what goes on, if we pray, according to your word, Lord, you say if your people will pray, Lord God, humble themselves and pray. And Lord God, you gave us the power, you gave us the dominion, you gave us the authority. Help us to learn to stand boldly and pray, knowing that we already have the victory over whatever come on the earth, because it's according to your word, Lord God. Help us, Father God. Lord, we standing strong in your promises. We claiming a victory through everything, Heavenly Father. Any disease, any sickness, anything that comes, we bind and we keep on moving on because your promise is what we standing on by faith, Lord God. You are the only living God, the healer, the provider, the way maker, the shepherd that never leave us. Only you, Father God. So, Lord, we come today just to give you thanks and to praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for this day, God, that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that you're Elohim, that you are the creator of all things. You're the creator of the good and you're creator of the bad. God, you made everything because it pleased you. We come boldly this day to your throne of grace, God, and we ask you for mercy. God, you know everything that's going on, and we submit those things to you today in the name of Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name that you keep us protected, God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you keep us under your care, God, because no hurt or danger can come near us, our dwelling, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do thank you today for the many lives, God, that have been saved by this coronavirus. Not only the ones that have been saved, God, but for those, God, who will be affected by this coronavirus. But we know, God, that you are still God, you still rule, you still reign, and you are still in charge. So, God, just bless those families that have missed, that have lost loved ones. Bless those families who are going through it even now, Father God. But help us to keep our eyes focused on you, God, because you care for us. So, God, we just bring all these things and we lay them at the cross, and we just thank you, Father, that you got us in the palm of your hand. Because you said in your word that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. So, Father, we know that you got us all through this, keeping our families blessed and protected, keeping our church blessed, keeping our friends and family blessed. So, God, we just give you praise today and we honor you. And regardless of what it looked like, we look to the hills from which cometh our help, and we know that our help cometh from you. So, God, we just thank you today. Thank you for listening to us and help you. Thank you for hearing us, because we know if you hear us, God, that you're just going to keep us covered and bless us, and we thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We're waiting, Pastor Sims.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Lord, I thank you so much for all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon me and my family, and for the world at large, Father, that a lot of people are coming out from under this pandemic and being healed. Father, you're a good God, you're a mighty God, you're a kind, loving God, and you are the good shepherd. That's what the word says. And the shepherd looks out after his sheep. That's what shepherds do. He's not a hireling, but he's a shepherd. He loves us and he cares for us, and we sure enough thank him today for his mercy and his grace. Father, it may not all be just like we wanted to be, Father, but you're still in charge. And we know you are, Father. We look to thee from whence all of our help coming. Our help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Father, we love you and we praise you and we do bring you honor, Lord God. Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Father. Thank you for this prayer line that the people can come on and receive the prayer and be strengthened on their journey, Lord God. We all need strength. We all have to believe, like Evangelist Alexander says, just whatever it is, you know what the words say. Hold on to that word no matter what. And that's what I'm doing. I'm holding on to the word because I know that he is not a God that he should lie. And we praise you, we honor and we thank you. We thank Pastor BJ for being so gracious as to provide this opportunity for a lot of people that comes on the line. They don't say anything, but they're growing in strength and in faith. That's what I hear, because they're listening to the many prayers that's going up, and it's a learning experience. So, Lord, we honor you, we praise you, and we bless your name. Thank you, and we thank you for your loving care. We ask these and all of the blessings, Lord God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everyone, for coming in compliance. Praise the Lord with what we asked, because it was storming up here and it's been lightning. It's kind of still lightning, but it's still going on. So praise God for it. So we do have time until not less we get increased. We're going to take some time for some prayer, but I do want to pray strength to Pastor Sims. We thank God that she's holding on to the word, but we want to pray, God, strengthen her, touch her body, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for fighting the good, for fighting the good fight of faith concerning the attack on her body. But, Lord, we believe in you that even through since that operation, no matter what the attacks come, the devil is alive. So I pray, God, for her continued strength. I pray, Lord, to God, that you bless those intestines, you bless that system and every lineup and coming compliance with what your word is saying. Give her strength in her spiritual and her natural man, her physical man. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind up Satan on every hand, whatever he's trying to do. But, God, I pray, God, that you will bless and you'll give her the nutrients back in her body that she needs, and that body will, glory to God, will whatever that's going on with some of the things I'm not going to say, but you until she say. But in the meantime, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Bird, for her persistence in the name of Jesus, standing on the word. God, we thank you for touching her body. We thank you, Lord God, for that warrior that stands, glory to God, and standing in the gap no matter what's going on. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to regulate her blood sugar. But we thank you, Lord God, for the good fight of faith. God, in all the men and women of God that's on this phone, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer warrior, for Pastor, for Mother Willett, for Mother Alexander, for Mother McCormick, for Brother Black, glory to God, and other warriors that are coming in to listen, glory to God, periodically and pray, and even those that come in just to be strengthened and encouraged by the prayers that are visiting. And yes, in the name of Jesus. If there's another prayer request, right now we give that space, because I say it's kind of quieting down some, but oh, there's rumbling again. So no, it's not over. But in the meantime, if there is, and so we done gotten this far, if there is any prayer requests, we want all the lines are open. So if you desire to speak now or praise report, you can make that in like 2 or 3 minutes, and we can continue on to take those and pray as we go.
This is Minister Ely. Just asking for you to continue to pray for the Robinson family. That's Athena's parents, and Athena's sounding much better, but pray for her parents because they both are still not feeling well. Her father is still in the hospital, and her mom is still not feeling well at home. So I have not heard back from her because they've been still waiting for her mom's results, if she has it or not, but she still hasn't been feeling well. So if y'all can continue to keep the Robinsons in prayer. I don't know.
You're saying the corona because you didn't say it, but you're saying the virus, right?
Oh, COVID-19. I'm sorry. The dad has COVID-19 and he's in the hospital. He had pneumonia first, but they did test him positive. But then we're trying to wait for the COVID-19 test for the mom to see if she has it, which, you know, they're married. So just checking, just waiting for her results. But, again, for both of them. I do apologize for not making clarity. And then just happened to be on the phone with Imani's friend and her mother, another young lady just had happened somewhere in Charlotte, that a young lady just lost her daughter to a car accident this weekend. I don't know the family's name, but basically it sounds like it was a 15-year-old driving and they was under the influence coming from some party or something. And she drives too fast and hit a pole. The two kids in the front didn't get killed, but the child in the back got killed, and she was in a seat. They were all in a seatbelt, but she happened to be the one to lose her life. So just pray for that family that's going through. It's, like I said, it's a Charlotte family. And, God, Lord, it was someone else I was going to ask for prayer. And also just for the seniors in the nursing home, there's one particular it's my in-laws, but her name is Meet White, but all the nursing home patients who now it sounds like they're expanding a little bit to get some type of visits. They can't really have close contact, but just keeping them got strengthened through this season where they're not being able to see loved ones and families and things like that, that God will just continue to be with them. And so they won't have this isolation or loneliness. So God will just continue to strengthen their bodies and their minds while they're in the middle of this pandemic.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? My God.
Praise the Lord. I have a praise report because all three of our pastors, I thank you all for praying for them, but three of our pastors, including our lead pastor, had COVID-19, and all three of them are healed and well at this point. And thank you for praying for my daughter-in-law. She's feeling some better, still in the hospital on oxygen, but she's talking stronger, and we believing that God is going to heal her and bring her out healed and whole. I thank you all for praying for me and my family and for our pastors, that the Lord was so gracious to bring them out. Our lead pastor spoke on last Sunday. He did the sermon on live stream, and he looked good and he sound good. So we give God the honor and the glory, and we thank him for his mercy, because that's what it is. It's his tender loving kindness and mercy that brings people through. We pray for this pandemic and for people around the world that's dealing with this pandemic. We pray for strength. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Is that all the prayers? Those are the prayer requests.
Well, I just wanted to say something. This isn't a prayer request, but I just wanted to say, out of all things, faith, hope, and love, and out of all three, the greatest is love. Amen.
Praise God. Father, in the sake of time, Father, you heard the prayer requests tonight, and you heard the one, glory to God, for Athena family with the COVID virus and the father in the hospital. God, we believe in him for you to raise him up in prayer. God, that you would touch, and that it don't have to be with her, the wife. But if so, God, we are praying that she just be one to have to just be quarantined at home, and pray for Athena and the boys, and pray, God, that they don't have it. But even in their testing, we're praying, glory, that I don't have to come back positive. So, God, give them strength and heal as the prayers go forth. We pray for those that the child and that family that died in that accident, for whatever the joy riding or whatever that life lost. God, open the eyes of these young people. But God, touch that family, strengthen, encourage, God. I know the heart got to be broken, really, God, and just strengthen and bless and bring healing. Send your ministering angels in the name of Jesus. God, we have prayed for those in the nursing home, and even for that one that Carmelita love and care for, that they're in, and that all be well there in the visitations and whatever through this pandemic, that don't have a rise back on in the nursing homes or wherever else. But God, we pray for their health and their comfort. We pray, God, for that praise report that's dynamic, for all the prayer warriors that have been praying, and for Pastor Sims' church family, and all three pastors, and then lead pastor, God, you brought him out of that epidemic, glory to God, with that virus. God, what a praise report, and back on his post, God, nobody but you. We give glory to that. Thank you for the daughter-in-law, God, that's in the hospital, that went in there for virus, and now been on and have pneumonia, and then come on oxygen. But God, we believe in you for all these numbers, as we've been leaving for the healing and all the healing power that went forth in those prayers tonight, for the rage, those that are up that are being attacked by and will be attacked by. So we're thanking you for a divine healing. Pray, glory to God, for the blessing for her family, as she said, and God, for the praise report for her. And we just believe in God, you continue to touch. Thank God, as a young man, Brother Black, for faith, hope, and love. And that's what we're standing on, the power of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us all, God. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. Praise the Lord. In the last praise report we have, or either prayer request, we only have about 2 minutes for you. If you want to, if someone else has a request or a praise report, only 2 minutes.
Oh, just a praise report and to keep in prayer. I just talked to her via text. Jadeka is doing well. She's made it to 15 weeks. So just ask y'all to continue to pray for her and through her pregnancy. But she's at 15 weeks now. So she's, a little less than halfway. So just asking y'all continue to pray her strength and pray for that pregnancy.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God, doing good. We praise God for that. We continue to pray that the prayer then this child gonna come to full term, healthy and whole for both for the mother and the baby. Okay, if that's the last praise report, we had a set up for Pastor Bird to share. Seems like it's calming down. She had a trying to make sure that we led by the Spirit of the Lord, but the weather, had a dream. You want to share that now, or you want to wait till Sunday, Pastor Bird, for the end time dreams that God gave you on those two dreams, or you want to just wait and share that Sunday? She may have, oh, she dropped off, so she's not going to be able to say it, and plus she got to get back to get her something to eat, too, as well. But nevertheless, she'll have some end time, two end time dreams that's short, but to share with the body of Christ for the encouragers right now and also for awareness. But we'll go back to that, talk with her later on that one. If that's the last praise report or prayer request, we're going to go ahead and give God glory and praise for what he's done tonight, that we were able, still yet, respite of the storm, we were able to have prayer and did not let that stop us. So I thank God for you all coming in compliance. I know it's so much more for us to pray about, but I'm believing God he is pleased that we did get prayer in tonight. And those things that we're going to continue to intercede on, these things that was on the prayer list and the ones before this and the ones that we continue to pray about as we pray blessings upon you all, blood covering, encouragement, enlightenment. Praise the Lord. And we also make an announcement again that Mother McCormick, as well as Minister Black, there too will be our speakers for the weekend, for the Sunday, and we'll be back in touch with you too very, very soon, the next day or two, because I didn't get to follow up. We had a real busy weekend. But I thank God for you all and the faithfulness of especially the warriors that's been on here for this 4 and some years and whatever, and the couple of newcomers that came on. But in the meantime, everybody that comes on to even be a part, even in the prayers and support or whatever. So even the guests, we just pray God's blessing and hold on to that word we had in the revival was so powerful that we continue and that God has spoken in your secret closet and keep alert. Stay awoke in this time of this things that are going on in the land. God's been dealing with me more and more about the sleeping giant for the awakening. So stay alert, stay on the wall. Pray blood covering over your protection shield. And we pray God's blessings. I can hear the storm rumbling, so I'm going to get off the phone. Pray you continue to pray that through it all, we'll be blessed and encouraged and continue to pray one for another, standing on God's word and his promises, that we're coming through this and coming out and going to be the lights in the dark places that God blessed and people will come to Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. All right, Shalom. We love you. God bless you. Have a good night. And we'll pray continuously one for another.
Shalom,
Shalom.
Glory to God. Bless you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Sam.
Standing on your word, on your promise, and casting every care, every concern. We love you, we bless you, and honor you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name.